We continue our learning. We're in Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasheretz v'ne'elam mimenu, quoting the pasuk, O b'nivlas sheretz tamei v'ne'elam mimenu, where the Torah says in Vayikra, hey, a person touches a dead sheretz, and he knows he's tamei, and then v'ne'elam mimenu, then he had a state of unawareness, forgot that he was tamei, and walked into the Beis HaMikdash. So he's going to be chayver korban olev yorid. Comes up the Yisro to teach us against that which we've been learning. He says al helim sheretz chayav ve'ino chayav al helim mikdash. He says the only chiyuv here, based on the fact that the Torah emphasizes v'ne'elam mimenu, what you forget about, hasheretz, the tumah you forgot about. So you're only chayav if you forgot about the tumah and you walked into the Beis HaMikdash knowing that it's the Beis HaMikdash, but you forgot you were a tameh. But v'eino chayav al helam mikdash, but if you know you were a tameh, but you didn't realize where you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash, that which we said earlier is a chiv derabbanan of a korban olav yored. We here, you're not going to be chayav a korban at all, according to Rabbi Eliezer, based on the fact that we emphasize ha-sheretz, v'ne'elam mimenu, what you forget about the tumah of the sheretz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, v'ne'elam mimenu v'hu tamei, comes Rabbi Akiva to say, v'ne'elam mimenu, he's not focused on the word sheretz, but he's focused on what comes afterwards. V'ne'elam mimenu v'hu tamei, what does the pasuk come to teach us? Al helem tumah chayav, you're chayev on helem tumah, v'eino chayev al helem mikdash. You're not chayev on the unawareness of that you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it sounds like they're saying the same thing. But if you look very carefully, Rabbi Eliezer said, al helem sheretz chayev. And Rabbi Akiva said, al helem tumah chayev. Rabbi Eliezer was focused on the word hasheretz. Rabbi Akiva is focused on the words in the pasuk, v'hu tameh. And the Gemara explains the machlokas. Then Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're not chayav on helem tumah korban olav yored when there's an unawareness of the tumah, unless at the very beginning you knew you were tamei b'sheretz, or you knew you were tamei with an avela. You had to know what type of tumah you had, and only then, if you forget about it, and you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you chayav a korban olav yored. But let's say all you knew in the beginning was you became tamei. You had no idea how you became tamei. So sheretz, an avela, whatever it is, then you're going to be potter. Rabbi Akiva comes to say, no, even if at the very beginning, you knew you were tamei, even though you didn't know how you became tamei, what you were tamei with sheretz or nevela, you still chayav a korban olav yored on the helem tumah if you walked into the Beis HaMikdash or you ate from karbanos. That's the way Chizkia explains the machlokes on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan on Yud Ches Amud Aleph disagrees, and he says, in fact, there is no machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva at all in the Mishnah. In fact, according to both of them, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, as long as you know you are tamei, and then there's a state of unawareness, yichayev korban olav yored. That's all. The only question is what we call mashmaus darshin. Where is this derived from? So Rabbi Eliezer believes that that's derived from hasheretz v'ne'elam mimenu. The sheretz means I know I was tamei, not that I have to know what I was tamei with, but merely the fact, hasheretz, I knew there was tumah, v'ne'elam mimenu. Rabbi Akiva thinks, no, that idea is derived, the fact that you need to know you were tameh, is the fact that it says, v'ne'elam mimenu v'hu tameh. So you forgot, and you were tameh. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that's where I derive this halacha from. And in fact, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva at all. They're just both trying to see where in the Torah I derive the halacha that you need to know you were tameh, even though you don't need to know what type of tumah that you had. Either way, those are two opinions which oppose the opinion that we've had up until now. And we'll see that the opinion that we've had before, up until now, where you're chayav, even where you know you were tameh, you know that you're tameh, but you forgot that where you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, v'ne'elam shtei pamim. It says v'ne'elam twice. It says regarding Yedios HaTumah, v'ne'elam mimenu v'hu tameh v'ashem. That's in Vayikra Pasuk Beis. And afterwards in Pasuk Gimel, it says v'ne'elam mimenu v'hu yada v'ashem. So what's the double v'ne'elam? V'chayev al helem tumah v'al helem mikdash. To come teach you that you're not only chayev for helem tumah, but you're also chayev for helem mikdash, meaning just and chayev for karbon as well. And that's really derived from Sukkim, although maybe not as explicit as the others. That is derived, the Chachamim derive that from the Psukim, that in fact you're chayv a korban l'biyorid even when you know you're tameh, but you tell him you're unaware that where you are is the Beis HaMikdash. We begin the third parak, and now we move into the laws of Shavuos, and we repeat that which we had at the beginning of the Masechta. Shavuos, Shtayim, Shehin, Arba. As we learned, there are two that are four, two that are explicit in the Torah that are about the future, which we remember the Shua as Bitui, the Shua of an expression. A person takes a Shua, an oath, that he's that Lahara or Lahetiv, he's going to not eat. That's Lahara, Lahetiv, he's going to eat all future tense. But Midrabanan, you have in the past, take the shua I ate, took a shua that I didn't eat. So this says the Mishnah like this: shua shtaim shein abra, two that are four. Shua shalochal, I take a shua that I'm going to eat today. Let's say, or shalochal, I take a shua I'm not going to eat today. These are on the future. La ra lehe, oh nefesh kisi shava levate bisvasaim la ra lehetiv. You have the nivayikraheb pasuk dalit. That's the future. Or, let's say you have the past, midrabanan, that the Chachamim added on two more. She'achalti, b'shaloachalti, that is the past. And in such a case, the Pasuk says, v'aya ki esham lachas me'ele, v'his vada shechata aleha, you realize you're guilty and you confess, v'hivi es hashamo, you have to bring a korban asham, which we understand is the korban ole v'yored. And if you did it b'mezid, you are chayt hashamo, there means the korban ole v'yored, the offering, because you are guilty. And if you did it b'mezid, you're going to be chayv malkos. Then the Mishnah says, shvua shalo ochal, person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat. That's a not going to eat today. Classic shvuas bitui. Va'achal kolshu, and he ate a little bit less than a kazayis. Is that considered a violation of the shvua for which he's chayv a karbon? Says the Mishnah, chayav. He's chayv malkus b'mezid, and he's chayv a karbon if he does it b'shogeg. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, who believes that even eating a kolshu is a violation of the neder. Amru lo, so the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichan matzinu ba'ochel kolshu shu chayev shezeh chayev. What do you have in all areas of halacha of the Torah that if a person eats a kolshu less than a kezayis, that has the status of eating, that such a person here should be considered in violation of his shvua if he ate a kolshu when he took a shvua he's not going to eat? It's always a minimum of a kezayis. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Heichan matzinu b'midah b'romevi karbon. Where do you have in the rest of the Torah that person actually speaks? He doesn't do any maisa, any action. He just spoke, and he brings the karbon. You don't have that anywhere. Yet, that's what we have over here. Shazen medabir, maybe karbon, that we have such a person. The person took a shvua, he's not going to eat. He brings a karbon that he violated a shvua. So we don't find anywhere that if you mevatel your dibur, you bring a karbon anywhere else. So therefore, it's logical to say that if you eat even a little bit, that you're mevatel your words. You said lo ochal, and that means you're not going to eat anything, and now you end up eating a little bit. That's clearly a violation. Then the Mishnah says, shvua shalo ochal v'achal v'shasa. Let's say a person took a shvua, he's not going to eat, and then he ended up eating and drinking. Eino chayv ela achas, it's chayv only one, which let's say one set of malchus, if you did it b'mezid, or a karbon, only one karbon, for one shvua. So, but even though we would say, hold on, eating, drinking is included in eating, and if he says, I take a shvua shalo ochal, so eating is considered a violation of that, and drinking is considered a violation of that, so therefore maybe it should be chayv two karbonos, or two sets of malchus. So we assume, no, this is considered, assuming it's in all one helim, one state of unawareness, it's considered all one shvua. And the Gemara says the following, shvua shalo ochal v'shasa chayav. Person takes the shvua, I'm not going to eat, and he drinks, he's chayav. That's only not drinking, I'm not going to eat, and he ends up only drinking. He's chayav, a korban shvua, he's chayav malchus if he did his b'mezid. Why? Sha'ash shesia b'chlal achili, because shesia is included in eating. And why is that? So the Gemara says two possibilities. Number one, logically, it's a svara, because the person says to his friend, come, let's eat together. What do they normally do? They sit down and eat and end up drinking as well. Or number two, even based on psukim, Devarim Yudala, the pasuk says, Masar digon chav tirosh chav yitzarecha. This is bringing to Yerushalayim, Yemasa Sheni. And what do you eat? Masar digon chav, you're going to eat your grain, your bread, tiroshcha, and your wine. So we are using the language of eating, and yet we're speaking about wine. It also says, v'nasata kesef b'chashe tavanav shecha b'bakav ratzon. This is where you're poda, you redeem your master sheni coins, and you're making the coins to Yerushalayim, you have to buy food with those coins. What am I going to do? What am I going to use them for? B'chol asher tavanav shecha, whatever your heart desires. Whatever your soul desires, Baba Kor, Vaton, you want to buy meat, Uvayain, Uvashechar, and then what's the pasuk say, Vachaltosham? And you're going to eat there. Eat what? You're going to eat the wine? You're going to eat the Shechar? So the answer is yes. Achila, Shusiyas, Bechlal Achila. So therefore, I would have thought that you should be chayef a separate one, one for Achila, one for Shusiyah. The answer is no, it's considered all one. It's considered all one regarding the carbon Shavua. What if the following, Shua Shalo Ochal Vishalo Eshtev Achal Vishasa, but here, he didn't say Shua Shalo Ochal, which we know includes eating and drinking, which we said is all considered one unit with respect to that Chiyuv of Shavua. But if he specifies, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, so then Vachal Vishasa eats and drinks, then it's Chayv Shtayim. Even it's in one Helim, one state of unawareness, he's Chayv two Karbanos, or two sets of Malkos, because even though when he said Shalo Ochal, that automatically includes that a shvua that he's not going to drink. But when he adds after shalo achav shalo eshteh, that and when he adds shalo eshteh, that shouldn't be considered an extra shvua because that's what we call a shvua v'soch shvua. And in the Darim Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, it says ain't shvua v'soch shvua. Although a neder can be chal on a neder, and a zirus can be chal on a zirus, a shvua can't be chal on another shvua. Ketzad, it says there in the Darim, shvua in the second parak, shvua shalo achal, v'achal enu chayv ela achas. I say shvua, I'm not going to eat, shvua, I'm not going to eat, you're only chayv for one. So if a person says shvua shalo achal v'shalo eshteh, once he says shalo achal, that includes food and drink. Eating on shalo eshteh, that should be considered a shvua, b'soch shvua, an additional shvua, which is meaningless. So why is he chayv shtayim? So the answer is, because from here it's different. When he says shalo achal, so normally that does include drinking, and adding on something else, shalo achal again, shouldn't be considered anything, and shalo eshteh shouldn't be considered anything. But the fact that he says shalo eshteh after shalo achal, so gila da'ato, what's he revealing? That when he said shalo achal, he was not referring to drinks. Because he followed it with shalo eshteh. And since that's true, these are considered two separate shvuos, one on achila only. And when he says shalo achal, ochal, he clearly, obviously only meant food. And therefore, when he says shalo eshteh, that's a separate shvua. And therefore, even though it's in one helim, one state of unawareness, he's going to be chayev twice because of the achila and the shesiyah.